This is the second half of my conversation from Dublin with Brian Bellendorf. Keep in mind that this conversation is from several years ago, from ApacheCon Europe 2006. So some of the things may have suffered a little in the retelling, but it's still pretty interesting.
Well, I got nothing else.
Okay. I'm still working on a story.
I mean, there's got to be some great stories from those years, but
you know, there's like snippets of things in my head, and you know, maybe I should have been blogging this whole time so I'd have an archive I could point back to. But you know, there was one snippet, like we didn't quite know how big this was going to be or popular even through 97, 98, whatever. But I remember there was a CNET story in 1997 where Bill Gates was asked about Netscape, you know, the Netscape browser, right, and whether he was worried that Netscape was going to, you know, replace Windows as the desktop environment. And he quipped back something quick that said, I don't spend my days worrying about Netscape. I worry more about Apache.
Like,
oh,
great.
My God. Meanwhile, there were Microsoft people hanging out on the mailing list. You know, I mean, I could see, because I could see the roster of who was on the list, you know, Microsoft addresses and such, going, what's going to happen? But, yeah.
When was the first time that you actually met the folks that were working with you on Apache?
So, well, Cliff Skolnick, I had known since 95, I think, or even before Apache started, maybe even 94. And he and I, actually, no, I'm sorry, 1993 is when I first met Cliff Skolnick, because he and I started Organic together.
Okay.
Other people, I don't think I really met more. I might have met Randy Turbush or Jim Jagielski soon after, but I don't, you know, Apache got started. But I didn't really meet many other people until 1998, when we kind of all met together in San Francisco to talk about, do we want to make a foundation out of this? So, yeah, I'd really say 98, you know, so 3 years after it got started.
So one of the things Sally and I were just talking about is how when we meet people at conferences, we tend to be nicer to them afterwards. Did you have any real big personality conflicts within the first years before you met folks, or was it all pretty civil?
It was pretty civil. I mean, one of the big conflicts on the list was very early on was about the architecture for what ultimately ended up in 1.0, which was Rob Thau, who really deserves a lot of credit, is really the architect who came up with the highly modular approach that Apache had. I mean, before Rob Thau, we had the NCSA code base plus patches, right? Which, you know, and the NCSA code base was Rob Hartle. No, I'm sorry, not Rob Hartle, but the original Rob McCool. So many Robs. There's actually three in this story. Rob McCool, who was the student programmer at NCSA, it was his first real programming gig after writing like video games, right? So, it was, you know, the original Apache 0.3, 0.4s were pretty embarrassing to some degree. And Rob Thau went off and said, I've got an idea for how to radically reinvent the server. I'm going to put most of the functionality on the module side of the API, right, and have just a really stripped-down skeleton so you can add things to it and pull away from it. And he went off and wrote this and came back. And everyone really liked it, but people had also started to make progress on a different way to architect this. Rob Hartle, in particular, was one. And Rob Thau was very bright, and did communicate his ideas very clearly, but did take offense at criticisms of his architecture or a sense that, you know, it wasn't recognized as the high value thing that it was, right? You know, if ever it was the kind of the first situation I could see where we really had a major disagreement about direction. Ultimately, Rob's the technical, you know, the clearly technical superiority of Rob's approach won out. It was a lesson, though, that sometimes bright ideas get adopted in spite of their creators rather than because of them, right? And ultimately, Rob, after 1.0 came out, you know, moved on. He focused on other things at the robotics lab at MIT, which is where he was employed, or I'm sorry, where he was a grad student. So, and I kind of felt a sense of loss when I realized that he was kind of moving on and not really getting involved, not staying involved. But yeah, that was. And it wasn't a flame war in kind of the grandiose, you know, brilliant, you know, comeback or anything like that. I don't know that we've had too many of those, you know, until we get to Avalon, of course. That's kind of the poster child for a project going down in flames, I guess. But does that answer your question?
Yeah, okay. I think so. Yeah, I've always, within the web server project in particular, people have always seemed really civil to me, with a few notable exceptions over the years, but
yeah.
Well, but not even anyone that I can think of now, so.
Yeah, and I think it does definitely help, getting back to your point about meeting people at conferences.
Yeah.
I think when I read people's emails these days, if I've met them, I read it in their voice.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually their sound and their inflections and everything, and it can make a huge difference, especially because things like irony doesn't really translate well.
Right.
It was much harder to understand Ben Laurie before meeting him than afterward.
So you think you understand Ben now?
He's kind of a bit more obtuse even than he used to be. But some of it is accent, some of it is speaking styles and such, and body language. But that distinguishes the good open source programmer from the great one, though, is those who can communicate all their ideas in text, you know, and don't have to rely on body language. But the body language helps. And I think the real value of these kinds of conferences, look, we have these sessions, you know, on different technologies so that we can justify to our bosses why they're sending us here, right? So why we can, it's an expensible kind of thing, right? But the reality is that the real community building is done over beer. It's done, you know, in the hallways. It's done, you know, in the hackathons, et cetera. And that does lead to more cohesive teams. And that translates to what I do as well. And when I'm pitching this thing inside of companies, you know, it is about, you know, rehumanizing the software engineering process.